Welcome Mystikers and Mystikers on Mystikers.co podcast, and do not forget, there is nothing like failure. My name is Flo, like Florian. For the last 10 years, I've been setting up startups from Colombia to Georgia through France and Dubai. Going from mobile applications to websites and automation SaaS solutions, with always a French touch of digital marketing. After struggling in a lot of aspects and after learning from my own mistakes, I decided to help other entrepreneurs by sharing more stories, learnings, and experiences. Mystikers.co is the weekly podcast where I'm doing the interview of entrepreneurs worldwide. Our main goal is to share their learnings and experiences by commenting their own failures and stories. Far from being an easy task, it will take us through the big and small startups, from single entrepreneurs to bigger companies. If you're looking to solve your current problems by learning from others, this podcast is made for you. So join us on mystikers.co, and you can also find us on the main podcast platforms like Spotify and iTunes. And don't forget, subscribe to our newsletter to receive the freshest information. And keep in mind, there is nothing like failure. The first season of Mystikers.co is sponsored by Andrew Startup. For the last 12 years, Andrew has been supporting the growth of startups, but don't get me wrong, there is supporting and supporting. Andrew helps dozens of companies and got three exits in millions of dollars. His current portfolio includes companies like OLX, Tinder, and Startup Grind. Even though I've been doing the same job for about 10 years, I'm consulting him when it comes to the release of new projects or the kickoff of new ventures. When it comes to growth hacking, he's definitely one of the most talented person I've ever met and worked with. Andrew is offering us a 15% exclusive discount on his current growth hacking course for the listeners of Mystikers.co. To benefit from this offer, just visit us at mystikers.co/Andrew. mystikers.co/ANDREW mystikers.co/Andrew. This course is coming with videos, ready-to-use documents, and most important, one-to-one call with Andrew himself. Today, a very special emission podcast broadcast. We're not interviewing an entrepreneur. We are in a monastery, in a Buddhist monastery called Wat Pa Tam Wa Forest Monastery. We are in the north of Thailand at the border with Myanmar. And today we are not having an entrepreneur, but we are having a monk, a very young monk called by his monk name, Varayano. He will be sharing with us his wisdom, his learning, and his vision of mistakes. And one question we'll be asking him today is, how does Buddhism see mistakes? There are lots of learnings, there are lots of things we can actually reuse from this podcast, so visit us on the website, mystikers.co/blog, and find out about the recommendation, the book, the YouTube, the teacher he's been talking with us about. There's a lot of things to learn, there's a lot of things to get out of it. We hope you will enjoy the podcast the same way we have of recording it today in the north of Thailand. Hello, Mystikers and Mystikers. Today, we are broadcasting live from Wat Pa Wa Forest Monastery in the north of Thailand at the border with Myanmar. Today, I have the chance of talking with one of the monks, one of the young monks in the monastery, that's been giving us a week of learning, teaching, and lessons about meditation and Buddhism. His name is Varayano, if I'm pronouncing good, Varayano. Good evening.
Good evening.
Varayano, a quick question before we start today's mission. How did you become a monk?
I just... for 2 years, you know, since 2017. I just make a decision to let the girl, to let the go of the world from a blind person and to become a monk, make an ordination to become a monk.
So it took you about 2 years to become a monk?
No. The first time I was a novice. So the novice have 10 rules. But before that, I was just like you, you know, and just like here in the white clothes. It was 8 precepts. But after that, it was 10 precepts. And then it's gone to a monk.
And how long you've been officially a monk?
Since February.
Since February?
Yeah.
So tell us briefly about the life in the monastery, because we've been sharing the experience with you for 1 week. It's something very unique, and I hope that more people will be able to come and do the retreat the way we've been doing it. But tell us quickly about the life here. How is it?
The life here in the monastery, we have a daily schedule. We have our daily routine, daily practice that every meditator practicing with. The goal from practicing daily practice is because to understanding first about how to practice meditation and the mutual respect each other and become a oneness with the team. You know, this is the purpose of practicing daily practice. If we're not doing the daily practice, you know, people will not practicing really meditation. They will maybe do other things except meditation. So this is why we have our daily practice, begin with the morning until evening with practicing meditation, often at times practicing meditation. Yeah.
And for all the people listening to the podcast, you'll find the sharing of my experience in the monastery in the description, in the notes of the podcast. So please visit us in mystercurse.co/blog and you will have the sharing of my own experience in the monastery. So that's going to take us to the core of today's interview. Is at mystercurse.co, we try to improve the community of entrepreneurs' knowledge by sharing the experience, the failures of each of us in order for everyone to grow. But after spending 1 week with you in the monastery, one question arises, is how does Buddhism see mistakes?
Mistakes. So these are words, we have different words as an individual that we're using, you know, just like for me, I'm using the words of mistakes, failure about learning. So I don't see that as a mistake or failure. For me, it's a process of learning, you know. It's just like when we become an enlightened person or success in something, no matter if it's in a business or what. Or just like, what is his name? Watson, right? He was discover how to build a light, this lamp, for example, like that. And he was talking about, I'm not fail, you know, I have just only find 999 ways to create those things or discover how to build the lights.
And one of the funny story behind Edison bulb is he even tried with his own air shaving himself to see if it was helping for the light. He did not, but as you mentioned, like for him it was more like learning and experience behind it.
Like this.
So that will be more your personal point of view, or that will be more the Buddhism way of seeing the mistakes behind it?
In Buddhism, actually, even the Buddha, you know, have find the way has lost or fail or mistake 6 years until they become enlightenment. So we can using the words learn or mistakes is okay. So it's one of the part to be success is I think it's normal to fail, but important is about to learn about the failure. Just like this is why I was liking about the website, because it's talking about mistakes. You know, people not talking about mistakes, they're telling about success story, but before they become success person, they need to fail, and this is what a lot of people don't know. It's just like in German, for example, you know, there are people like my friends, you know, that they're living in the villa, for example, and they're talking about success, and they're talking about in their events that what happened right now, that they're reaching their position of national marketing director, for example, which is very high. But when you're talking with them, you know, like friends, you will know that there is sometimes failure, even when people not showing about the failure. So it's okay to fail, but no need to learning about the failure and not doing these mistakes again. This is what important is. And there are actually two people in this world, you know. One guy, they not believing other person and they doing their mistakes and after they learn. Another person, they may be listening about this podcast, these mistakes, and they're knowing about, okay, there's a lot of mistakes that people are doing and I should await and preventing it. And this is why they succeed faster than people that just try by their own self. So when you ask me who am I on those two cases, I am the first one.
So that's taking us to the next question. It's like, as you mentioned, it's not more about mistakes, more about learnings, but what would be your own advice then to the people listening to us whenever they acknowledge they've been doing a mistake? How to actually make sure they will reuse the experience and they will benefit from it?
Wisdom is very important. If one not have wisdom, then you will fail all the time. Wisdom, concentration, precepts, for example, like that. So that these things what we using in our life investigation, you know. Just like today I was talking about the four accomplish, or how we can accomplish our goal. Not only in meditation, but you can also use it in your life, in your business, for example, like this. So the first one is just like you are loving things what you do, for example. So you are crazy, you are obsessed on those things, you are inflamed for this. The second is effort, you know, it's hard working. It's about to walk all the time, not giving up. This is very important. The next one is focusing, you know. It's you need to have concentration. And people a lot of times they don't have concentration. This is why they doing things, maybe one day they have a game plan, you know. They work one day and after they're forgetting because they not work consistently, because not focusing. Last one which very important is about is investigation. It's about reflection, resonate things, consider about why things not happen like it you want to be. Why you not accomplish your goal, why, what is the point right now that you fail, and what should you do better? Okay, so this we need to work every day, you know. Not every week you should just come back for yourself, or every day, or ask yourself, okay, what can I do better? Okay, what was the problem from the day right now, and what should you do next? So in Buddhism, it's not talking only about meditation, but it's about lifestyle, it's about everything, and this is so important. And, yeah.
So you mentioned four very interesting points. Love what you do, be obsessed with whatever you're trying to achieve, put effort and hard work behind it, focus and concentration,
yeah.
And investigate why you're trying to do it, how can you make it better. So I like the fact that you mentioned, you know, the daily or the weekly based on the time we can spend in it to actually try to understand what you've been doing good and wrong and try to see how you can improve it. So from your personal experience, how would you do that? Like, let's say, you know, you've been doing something wrong, for instance, for the last few weeks, you acknowledge it, you've been thinking about it, and how would you start, you know, like taking actions for it?
Not doing it again. Not doing it again. People thinking this is so easy, just like for easy example, not smoking cigarette. Okay. So I was a person that have smoking cigarette. Even when you are so intelligent person is word and you know that it's not good to smoking cigarette and you know that right now you have one of the cigarette has smoked it, but why the next day you just smoking a cigarette again? Because not understanding about the things, not understanding about the truth, the ultimate truth. If you're understanding it, you will not doing it again. And people say, yeah, I understand. They understand only in the brain level, but not in the mind level. If the mind get it, if the mind understand it, if the mind check it, you will not doing these mistakes again. So you need to do the mistakes until you get it that right now this mistakes. If you don't see it as a mistakes, if you don't see it as a problem, you will do it again.
You mentioned like to understand at the mind level.
Yeah.
How do you actually know like you acknowledge your mistake at the mind level? Is there anything that we could practice, I don't know, in a meditation or in a break time that could actually help us to understand
it's just like
the
a
mind
kid, you know? They see fire. I like to play this. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I need to have something with my hand so I can practicing meditation with into. It's a secret. So when just start, just like things, you know, when I play with my hands right now, I just try to be mindful on it. So this will bring you back to your present moment. So just like when a kid, you know, you tell a kid, just like, look, this fire is hot. Right? The kid may be interesting. I don't believe it. I need to feel it. I need to taste it. And then they go, put a finger on it, and they know right now it's hot. So the next time I should not put my finger into it again. So the same thing, you know, until you have with reactions from your consciousness or from your spinal cord reflex, and this coming from your routine, it's coming from your dream. For example, there's some people in this world, they wake up 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and they don't have problems. They just wake up, alarm is right now on, and they get up. But some people, they put a snooze button. Some person, they wake, you know, after 1 hour later. And it's dependent about on routine. But when you're just not thinking about it and you just wake up and you're doing it again, the first level is will come to your consciousness. Second is come to the subconscious, the more often you do it. And the last one is come to your spinal cord reflex. But the spinal cord reflex is look like this. It's just like you put your finger on the fire. You don't need to think it. Or can you mention that someone put a finger on it and says, oh, right now it's that hot, it's that cold? No, it will not happen, you know. It's just like, whoop, they put a finger out because they know it's hot. So we need to doing like this until the mind understanding it. Like is that this is fire. You should not doing it again.
Since you became a monk, is there any major mistake that you've been doing?
Oh, all the time. Every day is mistakes.
So let's take it on the other side. What would be the biggest learning you've had since you became officially a monk?
There's no biggest learning, but there's everyday learning until you learn every day, until you grow up and you have this high intelligence modes. Until you knowing everything, what to do, what to talk, what to think, for example. And the first mistakes, but mistakes come from not knowing. Mistakes come from avijja, it's me not knowing the truth, no have enough wisdom. If one have enough wisdom, they will not doing mistakes, right? So by the not knowing the truth, for example, in meditation, we need to knowing our body, we need to knowing our mind, knowing the mantra, knowing our breathing, knowing what's happening with the body, for example, like this. So, and often in time when I was in German, I was not recognized it, that what happened right now with my body. So I was a person that not living in the present moment, but living about in the past and the future, and sometimes it's getting lost, you know, from the whole day, whole week, whole month, and the whole year. And this is how the normal mind from people look like. This is why they're not strong, because they not learn about to live in the present moment. If they live in the present moment, they will charge a lot of power, of energy, of concentration, of mindfulness, of wisdom, but can only rise up in the present, you know. So then I just came here and learning about to practicing mindfulness meditation, to be present and in the present moment, to being aware of my body. And the first time it was hard, but the more you learning, the more you fail. And the fail in that time was about, okay, you knowing your breath, you knowing your body, and then you just forgetting it. After the walking meditation, you just recognize, okay, I was forgetting about my body right now. and you just come back again. Often you doing these mistakes, often you getting lost, you just come back, getting lost, come back. Those period of time will reduce until you reach in the states that you're not getting lost longer than 1 minute, for example, or 30 seconds, until you just always in the present all the time, you know? And yeah, until you just transform completely yourself into the other creature. You are an other person. You are completely intelligent, full of wisdom. You know what you're talking. You don't need to preparing for your talks. For example, I don't need to prepare my talks. You know? Or right now when I come to you, I'm not prepared. I don't know what I'm going to talking, but my mind is going to tell me what I'm going to talking. And this is something special that people don't know yet.
So let's say like most of the people listening to the podcast are entrepreneurs, people, you know, with an idea willing to start a project. So what technical advice could you give them when it comes to realizing they're actually making mistakes? Because most of the people we're actually talking to are living on a very busy life. They wake up early morning, they go to sleep very late, and they will be busy all day long. Is there any kind of technique, meditation, or anything that those people could actually start implementing in their life to help them go through the solutions you've been mentioning during the podcast?
They need to know first that what they're doing right now is a fail. What they're doing right now is a mistake. What they're doing right now is a problem. People that doing a lot of problem again and again, mistakes again and again, for me, this is a people that they not love themselves. People that they love themselves, they will not do it. People that have self-discipline, they will not do it. People that they love themselves, they will spend every single minute for do something good. For example, accomplish about their goals, reading some books, meditate, have a good life. This is it. Just like for me, you know, when I was 10 until 19, there was a lot of mistakes. There's one teacher in Chiang Rai, you will see it. His name is Chalum Chai, Ajahn Chalum Chai. He was building the White Temple, you know that? No, it's a famous temple. He's a good, he's meditator, he's artist. One of his pictures, maybe 20 million or 40 million like this. And he's a meditator, you know? And he was saying, just like until maybe 25 or 26, you should doing a lot of mistakes. Or even Jack Ma was telling that, you know, just like doing a lot of mistakes, right? Or even himself say, okay, just try it, just doing things like that. But you need to have a period of time or a limit that you're saying to yourself, right now is enough to doing those mistakes again, and right now it's time to be an elder, to be a wise person, to become a person that you want to be, to thinking about your family, for your business, to become an idol for another person, to do something good for yourself. This should end after 25 or 26. And for me, it was 10 until 20 or 19 that I doing a lot of mistakes until I say, okay, you know, you should not doing those mistakes again. So this is why I just stopping to be a like kid and become a wise and an elder person.
And start acknowledging the mistakes and work on them and everything you've been mentioning.
Your life is changing completely when you invest every minute from early morning until evening for do something good for yourself all the time. Not people, they are not wise in using their time, you know. They not know that there's this time that they doing it is still not gonna ever come back again. Even Steve Jobs, you know, he was thinking about on the death every day, right? We should do it too. In Buddhism, we need to reflecting about on the death every day. Why? Because you will do the best today. Just like when you wake up and you're thinking about on death, and you will not waste time for things that you don't like. You will not waste time for things that make no sense, for people that takes your energy, for maybe Facebook, YouTube, or whatever, you know, things that make no sense. I mean, it's not bad about it, but it's dependent on people, what they're using about on the internet, right? Oh, yeah.
So, now, technically speaking, an entrepreneur listening to the podcast, thinking, okay, now it's time for me to slow down a bit and get a bit of time, you know, for me to think about the things, what can they do? Is there kind of special meditation they can start? Should they wake up early morning? Should they do something before they go to sleep? How they could actually start applying a few steps, few moves to make sure that they can get a little bit of time to slow down and actually see retrospectively what's happening in their life.
Mm. It's about routine.
Routine
is important. Yeah. They should have a strong routine. If they want to have a strong mind, they need to have a strong routine.
So what will you put in a strong routine? Will it
be
like sport
on the person, on about their goals, you know? If they want to be a success in the business, then they should reading books, then they should meditate, then they should spend a lot of times. Just like I don't need to talk about success people, they can watching about success people, just like Elon Musk. I like Elon Musk the way that he's doing, for example. Because he understand things. If you want to be successful, then you need to begin very young. With 10 years, maybe he was going to the bibliothèque, right, and studying a lot of books, right, 10 hours per day. Like, this is hard working, but they're doing it because they love. First, you need to love it, and then after this come working, and then focus come, and then investigation come. And Elon Musk was working so hard every day that right now he was changing this generation. He's the one guy that can change about the world, you know. It's because he's not working like other person make taking rest, but he not taking rest all the time. He's working all the time because it's make fun. When you see things that you love as your hobby, as your things that you love, you will not taking rest.
Yeah, there are tons.
You will not liking to take risks like this.
There are tons of very interesting interviews and YouTube video on Elon Musk and how he's actually managing his day. He's going through very hard time and agenda to make sure he actually can stay focused all day long, which is something like truly awesome when you reach this level, you know, being able to manage so many companies and so many issues and problems at the same time. So mentioning meditation, because it's something you mentioned a few times. So people with no experience, how should they start doing meditation? Should they go on YouTube? Should they buy books? Should they visit you in the monastery? What could be the first step for them to actually discover this new meditation mindset?
Learning the principles.
Learning the principle?
Yeah, learning the principles. It's no matter which principles they learn, but they need to learn about the right principles. And actually in Buddhism, there is a lot of teaching, but you need to know first the principles. The fastest way to become enlightenment, the fastest way to understanding about yourself, this should be a goal in Buddhism. And be focusing about on a mindfulness meditation, on the foundation of mindfulness like this. So just like the book that my teacher wrote, they can take it for free. They can learning about in the sutras, in the scripture from Buddhism, they can learning just like in YouTube. There are maybe a lot of videos about meditations, but not just like hypnotize or whatever. This is not Buddhism meditation, you know, just like thinking something that you are mountain. This is not meditation, this is not Buddhism meditation. It should be a meditation that you connect about with yourself, with your mind, with your body. Okay, and one website that I can advise you is just like dhamma.com. Yeah, dhamm.
Dhamma.com. So you will find on the link and the note of the podcast all the references, books, playlist, all the information
all
will
that.
Be available up there.
All that, yeah. On YouTube, they can listen about it. One great guy is just like Goenka. This is a great guy too. Goenka, you know Goenka?
I don't know Goenka, but I will have the chance of going and check his books, videos, and everything.
Yeah. Go G O E N.
Wow, that was a very interesting experience shared with us. Is there anything else you would like to share with the people listening to us today? So people, you know, we start understanding they're doing something wrong, they're trying to solve it, they're trying to implement the steps you mentioned. Is there any last advice you could share with them?
In Buddhism, we learn about to reducing our ego, reducing about our greed, ill will, angry, delusion. So one who completely free from this, you know, they are happy. So you should asking about yourself, why you come here to this world, you know, which is living complete in the material world. When I was in German, my dad is one success person. He's an engineer, have his own company in that time. He have a big house, nice car. We travel every year in the world. He have a Porsche. He have a cinema in his house. We have a meditation room, for example, like this. And I was thinking, yeah, this maybe the life that I will to achieve it, to become a success person like that, like entrepreneur like this. And I was surrounded with those person that have a great mind. Until you're getting it, until you have wisdom enough to know it, that this is not the way that makes you happy. It's not the way that fulfilling you. It's not only the way for materialism. It's the way that this is not bring real happiness, you know. But everyone we need to understand by yourself. I not say that everyone should be a monk, but find about your balance, about in your life, about your business and your spirituality, about business and mind, you know. This is very important. So when I was understanding this, I was letting go everything and to become a monk. And right now it's a big difference among my dad and me. He have maybe everything, but maybe I have nothing outside. But inside, who have real happiness? And I think I have more happiness than him. More 100% sure. And this is completely sure because I develop about my mind, you know. You can have million of dollar every day, but you're feeling guilty, you have greed, you have anger all the time. What is the quality in your life? Yeah, sure, greed, angry, and depression. So it's not about dependent on money, but it's dependent about your mind. Everything is dependent about your mind. Is your mind happy? Everything is happy. So let us learn about more to be a happy person. We need to have more happy person and people that reducing about their ego more. Even the entrepreneur, nah, some people, they have great mind. They have great mind. And then they become successful people. And the next, what? The next is, okay, I will live those life. Okay, I will have big car, I will travel about in the world. And that's it. This is what they're thinking about. Okay, I want to reach that. Until everyone reaching about the states and they know that by themselves, this is not the thing that makes me happy. So they wasting 30, 40, 50, 50 years to realize that in the end that these things that makes them happy. But I was realized that with my 20 years old, because I was surrounding with those people and I could visualization it. Or how does that feel even? So I was focusing completely on the other way in life, you know. Just like they were focusing more on materialism, I was focusing more on minimalism. They're focusing more on asking themselves, what can I have? I just focusing more on what can I give. There are actually two persons that was I realized in that time is there are two persons. The first person is they become success person and then they chill. It's enough. This is what I want in life and that's enough. And then there are the person, maybe like you, that they are success, but they go out and helping other people. So which form of those person you want to be? You want to be a person that only success and then enough, or you want to be a person that success and helping other person? So I was following about the way of our king, or our last king. Why a lot of people love our last king, Ratchakan Thikao Bhumibol Adulyadej Maharaja. So why people love him? Because he's not just like a king, like a normal king, maybe normal king, I don't know what they do, maybe Netflix, chill, riding horses and chill in the living room. But he is not like this. He was asking about, okay, how can I help poor people? How I can help my county to have a better life? They he was not just like thinking about it, but he was going to the area and helping to giving do something good for that. This is why we love our king, and he was working so hard, you know, from early morning until evening. And when you search about in the picture and in Google, you will see that there's a lot of picture that he go and helping other person. So successful person, entrepreneur, it's good that you follow about this ways, but you should follow the next step to why you doing that. Ask yourself really why you doing that, or what is the goal after the goal. It was one guy that came to me, his engineering was succeeding, 26 years old, and he was asking me, I don't know what is the next steps. I was looking about on him on 1 minute, and I know about the problem. The problem is people not asking about themselves, what is the goal after the goal? You know, you want to become this, why? What is the reason after that? If you not have enough reason, you know, you will not feel fulfilling about it. So it's about what to do with this money. If you do something good with this money to share other people, reducing all of yourself, your ego, and go helping other people, I think this is the way, that this is a beautiful way. It's a way that we can help another person, and it's a way that you can find about your purpose and making the world in a better place. Yeah.
Making the world a better place, that could be the best word to conclude this talk. A few points that I noted and I really liked during this this interview, you know, you mentioned like love what you do, be obsessed, put effort and hard work on it, focus and concentration, be consistent, and ask yourself what you can do better. I think it's completely true, especially for our entrepreneurs. Like, there are four elements they can actually use on a daily life. I will put on the description of the podcast the books you mentioned, the different techniques of meditation, along with the experience I have with you in the monastery for the last week. So anyone interesting to know more about meditation and the different techniques and subjects you mentioned, feel free to visit us on the website. And if you have any question, please share it on social media with the hashtag Mistakers, or by email at contact@mistakers.co. So we're going to an end of the interview with Variano. Thanks again for taking the time to answering our question and sharing your wisdom with our listeners. We hope that lots of people will enjoy the talk the same way I have of interviewing yourself. And we'll see you next week. We hope you enjoyed this new episode of Mistakers.co. If you did, please share the podcast with your friends and fellow entrepreneurs. And if you wanna help us to do better for you, don't forget to visit us on Mistakers.co. We see you in a week for new interviews. And do not forget, there is nothing like failure.